Euradio présente European Soundbite, l'Europe du laboratoire à la classe.
Euradio presents Europe in a Soundbite.
Welcome to Europe in a Soundbite. Today, we're going to dive into the history of European trade ports.
What characterises a trade port?
According to the Oxford English Dictionary, a port, from the Latin portus, or harbour, is a natural or artificial shelter equipped to allow the entry of ships for the loading and unloading of cargo. Ports serve as interfaces, that being zones of contact between different spaces, at the heart of globalisation. They have a decisive role in the process of opening up big parts of the world. In fact, seas and oceans account for 71% of the Earth's surface, and they communicate with one another, thus favouring trade. With the revolution of maritime transport, ports today account for 80% of world trade deals, and 50% of their value. As such, certain ports have become hubs, or knots of communication, of a globalised economy.
How did European ports evolve over time to become major spaces of globalisation?
Over the years, the complex structures became increasingly equipped. At the start of the modern era and frequently up until the 19th century, European trade ports were, according to Gérard Le Bourdec, not ports, but ill-equipped harbours full of stranded ships. The situations worsened despite the boom of big transoceanic business in the 17th and especially the 18th century. However, the growth in traffic caused a rift between the heart of cities and their ports. This meant that harbour installations for ports situated at the base of the estuary overflowed downstream, and the ports on the seafront spilled along the foreshore. But work remained modest, incidentally forcing some areas like Bruges to downgrade. There was an alternative, however, as ports at the base of the estuary that were sometimes situated tens of kilometres from the sea resorted to the use of outer harbours. Brême, for example, at 80 kilometres inland on the Weser, meant the formation of Bremerhaven in 1830, the German port city.
What are the consequences of the move into the industrial era on the development of port structures?
The first consequence was a spectacular hike in the tonnage of shipping vessels, with the appearance and generalisation of steamer vessels to replace sails. Such an increase forced port structures to equip themselves with a wet dock in order to receive these ships. Since 1715, Liverpool was the first port in Great Britain to be equipped with one, before London in 1802. The majority of European ports had to wait until the middle, even the end of the 19th century. Until the railway revolution of the 19th century, ports were the places of offloading between maritime navigation on one side and fluvial on another. From the 17th century, canal networks were developed and added to this system. Railroads sparked the evolution and establishment of a balance between maritime and interior transport by introducing continuity between the sea and land. From then on, future ports were set up with vast hinterlands where products could be drained and cleared. The 20th century is marked by the expansion of port networks. The arrival of heavy industries along coastlines opened the way to industrial port zones that were in need of increasingly significant investments.
Does a hierarchy exist between these big European commercial ports?
The decrease in the number of ports between the 16th and 18th century is accompanied by the concentration of profit for a few major shipping companies. Around the command centres, often located at the base of big estuaries, ports are put into orbit and the division of duties is carried out. The main port is reserved for the most costly and most lucrative transoceanic traffic. Commerce towards plantation colonies in the Americas, the slave trade, voyages to the Indian Ocean. Meanwhile, other ports took care of the coastal navigation of supplies and redistribution within a smaller radius. The process of industrialisation, however, disrupts this hierarchy. Ports on the European Atlantic coast found themselves relatively distant from the big industrial centres of the continent, the exception being the British ports. While London maintained its predominant position until the start of the 20th century, Rotterdam asserted itself as the most prominent port in the world in the 20th century. However, the economic opening of China since the 1980s and its transformation in a world industrial hub provoked the downgrading of the European ports on the world scale. In 2013, Rotterdam was no more than 8th in the world ranking, in millions of metric tons, while 13 Chinese ports can be found among the biggest 20 ports in the world.
Today's Europe in a Soundbite, European Trade Ports, was created following the work of Bernard Michon. It was read and translated by Ellen Weaver, with additional translations by Owen Atkinson.
C'était Europe in a Soundbite.
That was Europe in a Soundbite. You can catch the show every Monday at 10 to 6 on EU Radio.
À retrouver tous les lundis à 17h50 sur Euradio.